Okay, so today we're going to dive right into something that's pretty important for anyone who's trying to build a business online.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially e-commerce, right? We're
Yeah.
talking about user-generated content, or UGC for short.
UGC. Yep.
And we've got this great article that really digs deep into what it is, why it matters, how businesses are actually using it,
Right.
and how it can actually help you if you're trying to sell things online, or even just trying to understand how, like,
Yeah, how the internet
how
works.
the internet works these days, because it really is a game changer.
It really is. It's so important now.
So we want to give you like the full download on UGC.
Absolutely, like a crash course
Yeah.
in what it is, why it's so powerful, how people are using it in the real world, and then, like you said, what are the actual benefits for your business?
Right, exactly. So let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
What is user-generated content? I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward, but
You would think so.
yeah, you would think so. But this article actually gives us some really interesting specifics that go beyond, just kind of the surface level.
Yeah, it's not just the simple definition.
Yeah.
I mean, at its core, UGC is any type of content really created and shared by users or customers of a product or service.
Right.
And that's what's so cool about it. It's not coming from the brand, it's coming from the people who are actually using the product.
Right.
And the examples in the article are great. They talk about reviews, those star ratings you see on product pages.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But then it's also videos, unboxing videos, people showing how they use the product in their lives,
Yeah.
blogs.
Tutorials, all that.
Exactly. All of that images, comments people are sharing on social media.
So it really is kind of everywhere.
It is. It's all over the place. Even podcasts, even forum discussions where people are talking about a certain product.
So basically, it's like free marketing.
Exactly. Free marketing made by your happy customers.
Right. And it's authentic in a way that traditional advertising, billboards, commercials can't really compete with, because it's like real people sharing their real experiences.
Real people, real opinions.
And the article really emphasizes how powerful that is, because it lets potential customers kind of get a sneak peek behind the curtain
Yeah, they get that inside scoop.
before they decide to actually buy something.
Right, it's like getting a recommendation from a friend, but it's
Yeah.
amplified across the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So then, why is this so important for businesses?
Wow.
This article really hammers home this idea of trust.
Yeah, trust is huge. I
Yeah.
mean, think about it. When you're buying something online, especially, you can't see it, you can't touch it.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do? You scroll through the reviews, right? You watch a video to see it in action. You're looking for that social proof
Yeah.
to see if other people actually like it.
And people are way more likely to trust, what other customers are saying versus what the company is saying in their, slick marketing materials.
Oh, absolutely. It feels way more genuine coming from everyday people like you and me.
Right. And it's not even just about building trust with people who are already like thinking about buying that product.
Right.
The article talks about how UGC can help businesses reach new audiences, people who maybe haven't even heard of them before.
Totally. So think about how stuff spreads online, right?
Yeah.
People are sharing things they find interesting, funny, useful with their friends.
Right, constantly.
So if someone posts about a product they love, their followers see it. And those people might not have even been looking for that product,
Right.
but now they're seeing it recommended by someone they trust.
Word of mouth.
Exactly. It's like digital word of mouth.
Yeah, so we've established that UGC is super valuable,
It is.
but how do businesses actually go about encouraging it and then using it effectively?
Well, the article gives some really practical strategies.
Okay.
One of the big ones is incentivizing customers to create content.
Okay, so like give them a reason to do it.
Exactly. Offer a discount for leaving a review, run a contest for the best photo or video on Instagram or Twitter.
Ah, so like really tap into those social media platforms.
Oh, yeah, those are gold mines for UGC.
Makes sense. And then the article also emphasizes the importance of monitoring and responding to user feedback.
So important. You got to be engaged.
Even the negative stuff.
Especially the negative stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it shows you're listening, you care about what your customers think, and you're willing to improve.
I guess that makes sense.
Plus, it helps you spot problems early on before they become huge issues.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point.
And then the last strategy is creating campaigns around user stories.
Okay, so like showcasing what people are saying.
Exactly. Encourage customers to share their experiences and then highlight those stories on your website, social media.
Ah, so it's like giving them a platform.
Exactly. It makes them feel heard and valued, and it's super engaging for potential customers.
Right, so businesses are getting all this amazing content.
They are.
What are the actual benefits for e-commerce businesses specifically? The article breaks down a few key advantages, the first one being increased credibility.
Yeah, when people see content from real users, it just feels more believable.
More than just a company saying, hey, buy our stuff.
Exactly. It's like having a bunch of people vouching for you saying, yeah, this product is actually good.
And it helps build that sense of community around a brand, right?
Totally. When people see others sharing their experiences, it creates a sense of belonging.
Like they're part of something.
Exactly. And that can lead to increased loyalty.
Yeah.
They become advocates for the brand.
And then there's increased engagement.
Which is huge.
Which is huge, yeah.
When people create UGC, they share it on their own social networks, so you're reaching a wider audience.
Right.
And it sparks conversations. People are more likely to comment on a post from a friend than an ad from a company.
So it's more organic.
Way more organic, and that leads to more sales, more brand loyalty. It's a win-win.
And then finally, the article talks about cost effectiveness.
This is a big one, especially for smaller businesses.
Yeah.
UGC is way cheaper than traditional advertising. Think about TV commercials, billboards.
Oh, yeah, those are super expensive.
Exactly. With UGC, your customers are creating the content for you, and platforms like social media are free.
So you're reaching a huge audience without breaking the bank.
Exactly. It's a really smart way to maximize your marketing budget.
So it seems like UGC is a super powerful tool for any business selling online.
It's essential.
It builds trust, gets people talking about your brand, and it doesn't cost a fortune.
It's a no-brainer, really.
Right. If you're not using it, you're missing out.
Big time.
Now, the article does tell us a bit about the author, Chris Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
He's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Okay.
And he's been doing this for a while. His focus is really on sales and marketing, and his company has actually been profitable for like 24 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So clearly, he knows what he's talking about.
Definitely an expert in the field.
And on a more personal note, he's into car shows and racing, loves spending time with his family.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So just a regular guy who also happens to be a digital marketing guru.
A well-rounded individual.
So to sum it all up, this deep dive has shown us that user-generated content is a must-have for e-commerce success.
Absolutely.
It builds trust, boosts engagement, and it's cost-effective.
You can't really ask for more.
And it's really all about tapping into the power of your customers' voices.
Their experiences, their opinions. It's authentic, and it resonates with people.
Now, here's a final thought for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
How do you, as a consumer, find yourself being swayed by user-generated content?
That's a good question.
Like, think about it.
Okay.
Do you read reviews before you buy something?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Do you watch unboxing videos?
Sometimes, especially for tech gadgets.
Right. And do you ever find yourself being more influenced by those things than by traditional ads?
You know what? I think I do, especially if it's from someone I follow on social media or a reviewer I trust.
Exactly. And what does that tell us about how we buy things online these days?
It tells me that UGC is becoming more and more important.
It's the real deal.
It really is.
So as a business owner, or even just as a consumer, it's something to really think about.
For sure.
So thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, happy selling and happy shopping.
And don't forget to leave a review.
Yes, leave a review. Tell us what you think.
We want to hear from you.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See you later.